This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah, mab'ad, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Just to start off about leadership, please note that a leader or a leadership in itself is a behavior, it's not a position. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to give you a title that you're a leader, I'm going to put a little bit of a banner on your door or give you a tag that you become a leader. It's impossible. That would have been so easy for any leader to just have a title and get a piece of paper or actually go to perform something and come back and that's it. It's a behavior, it's an ongoing. So let's find out, it's just a behavior, it's also a character. A matter, an act, a behavior in action, walk in the talk. So let's find out really about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and also the successors after him and when it comes to the deen and the dunya. So we'll talk about the experts in the field, includingly, I will know and tell you exactly what a leader is in a nutshell in a few minutes that we have to share with you. Brother Muhammad Zaira will join us soon, inshallah. So the first thing, understanding what that means, is first we have to walk the talk. The leader has to lead by example. The actions speak louder than the words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually mentioned that in the Quran. You heard it earlier on? Yesterday it was mentioned. Why do you say what you do not do? كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ So it is a grave in the sight of Allah that you actually do what you do not say or say what you do not do. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Walk the talk. First thing, we have to understand that the leader has to lead by example. And we have so many in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam time where he had led the example of the army itself. As a matter of fact, Ali ibn Abi Talib was known to be a powerful fighter. Ali ibn Abi Talib was the one that fought Amr ibn Wud. If you go back in history and find out who Amr ibn Wud was, men of strength feared Amr ibn Wud. This was the allies, the tribe of the Ahzab. The war of the Ahzab. When they came in and they had all but 10,000 and so on. The beginning of the war, Amr ibn Wud in the trench, the Khandaq, they actually climbed. They were so powerful and they had great horses. They climbed him and others. Amr ibn Wud says, Mayubariz, who will actually fight me? Nobody moved. Nobody moved. Except Ali ibn Abi Talib says, I will, O Messenger of Allah. He says, Uskut ya Ali. Be quiet. Then he says, who will go up to him to fight him? He's asking. And none of the whole Muslim army was willing to fight Amr ibn Wud. And then the second time, Ali ibn Abi Talib says, I will go fight him. Says, ya Ali, yaqtulk ya Ali. Third time. He says, he will kill you. He says, bal ana aqtulhu ya Rasulullah. No, I will kill him, inshallah, O Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. So reluctantly, he had nobody else except Ali. So I mean, to make a long story short, it's not about the battle, it's about that person that tells you. After a long time, they've seen a big cloud. They heard a lot of noises between the two swords fighting. And through the midst of a big cloud, after a long, harsh fight, they heard the words, Allahu Akbar. And the whole Muslim army made takbir, Allahu Akbar, because they knew that was Ali ibn Abi Talib that was victorious. That man, the only one that had the strength and the power to fight Amr ibn Wud, was the one that says, إِذَا اشْتَدَّ الْوَطِيسِ You know what? If the army was really going into the battle, the nick and cronies and that, you feel the heat of the battle. And everybody was so tired and everybody was so afraid, who would they fight? Who would they go behind? He says, احتمينا. We would go behind Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to be protected. Who would be in the lead of the army? It was Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. He's not among the leaders. And I don't do politics, wallahi. But I'm just trying to tell you, when did we lose it? When did we lose the leadership? When we took the back seat, we've chosen dunya before the deen. We've chosen life before the hereafter. Because our leader, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to lead the army. Ali ibn Abi Talib himself, the one I told you about, the fighter, he used to hide behind him to take security, to take a break. He wasn't the one that sends the army and sits at home. He wasn't the one that lets his sons and daughters and everybody else kill is dying. Instead of him sitting there having his caviar and whatever it is and pinky up and drinking tea with the posh and the caviar and the strawberries and cream and speaking in a beautiful accent. And, oh, Allah help us, wallahi. And that's exactly what's going on. What kind of leaders do we have nowadays? He cannot help seeing how the whole ummah, this whole nation of Islam, is going backwards because of our leaders. And I'm not going to, wallahi, I'm not going to go with the conspiracy theory. I'm not going to go like this. You know what? It's not us, it's our leaders. I'm just telling you regarding this matter. And I'll give you the proof of that. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu. It took him very few months to turn this whole ummah around. Why? He led by example. He led by example. That's the one I'm talking about. Leading by example. He married the daughter of a king. What's the first thing did he do? He says, you know what? This dress that you have full of jewelry, off. It's not befitting you to be the wife of the leader and you have all these jewelry and these people are dying of hunger. It goes back to the Muslims. He gave her a choice. Says, لا أختار عليك أحد. How could I choose anybody else? Yes, no problems. Had to lead by example. I'm not going to go into the story of Umar al-Aziz. That takes another hour. But you can see this. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anh, his own son had a starting up a business, raising cattle and camels and all of that and sheep. And all of a sudden, he's walking, Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anh, he's walking, he sees these beautiful big camels. Whose camels are they? It's your son. Bring him to me. He says, what are you doing? He says, I'm a merchant. I'm a businessman, just like everybody else. Halal mali, from my own wealth. But what you're doing is you're telling him that this is, I am the son of this man. So what do they do? What do the people do? Feed the camels of the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Quench the thirst of the camels of the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Says, sell it. Take your original investment and give the rest for the Muslims. Subhanallah, ajeeb. Can you understand that? Now compare that to the people who run our countries and tell you what? Wallahi, I know these people. They come and tell me. These are big business people. They said, wallahi, when we started the business here, the son of that person, I'd like to travel. And obviously, I won't be traveling after this, but that's okay. The son of the president or the king says, you know what? If you don't get me a cut from your business, you cannot open the business here. It's business. And that's one of the leaders that says it's a vision, not money. If you're a true leader, you're about a vision, not money. But nowadays, what do? They charge you. If you want to open a business in our land, you have to get me a cut. Do you believe this, man? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says, sell it because exactly what you're doing, you're using my influence. To gain money. No money. It's a vision. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, what did he do? When there was a maja'ah, there was a famine among Muslims. What did he do? They say, feed me. He lost so much weight. As a matter of fact, the narration says he's going gray. He's going gray. Not yellow. He's going gray in the face. Even though he was known to be white. Why? Because there was a famine phase that was going. We were going through as Muslims. And the people were saying, yeah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you are our leader. We're fearing for your life. Eat something. They gave him a piece of meat. What did he do? He said, all Muslims ate what you're giving me? Did all Muslims eat what you're giving me? They said, no. He says, I will not eat what you're giving me unless I know that every Muslim around the world is given what I'm eating. Ya akhi, ya ukhta, my dear brothers and sisters, you understand why we're actually losing it. And I don't mean wallahi to sound negative. I heard Dr. Altaf Habibullah. I learned from him. May Allah bless him, wallahi. Say ameen. And everybody that left their family and their friends and their home and they came here because I know what it's like. Wallahi, it's not easy to travel. It's not easy to leave your family. May Allah bless them all and grant him for every step this athar, a good deed and erase a bad deed and elevate him rank in heaven. Ameen. Say ameen, inshallah. So that's exactly what he did. As a matter of fact, he made sure when he took the lead, that's the case. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when did he take the lead? When he, what did he do? He says, you know, obey me if I obey Allah. The correction is set right off the bat. But when the people changed one thing in the deen, they don't want to pay the zakah, for example, alms. So they used to give it to the Messenger of Rasulullah. He's now deceased. Ali have to salt with Taslim. We don't give it anymore. What did he say? Look at this banner. Look at the banner and not the compensation of what we're doing. We're selling our deen. Subhanallah al-Azim. Wallahi. What we're doing now. What did Abu Bakr as-Siddiq say? Ayanqusu ad-deen wa ana hay. Allahu Akbar. His ayanqusu ad-deen wa ana hay. You know what that means? Is this religion going to be decreased? Or you're taking out anything of this religion and I'm still alive? That means he will never tolerate anything to be taken out of the deen. What are we doing nowadays? We're selling our deen. You know what? Hijab. Ya akhi. No problems. You know we live out in the West now. You know, it's a choice. I heard a president saying that publicly. Allahu Akbar. Ya ilahi. Are you not afraid, my brother? Are you not afraid to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I said this and you said the exact opposite. You reject the command of the commander and you think that you're the commander? Wallahi, you're not the commander. Not in my book. Because you are maybe a king or a president now, but you have the king of kings are holding you accountable on judgment day. So that's exactly how we started being in the lead. How we held on to it. We lost it in the khilafah. We lost it when we held on to the dunya. We sold out. So when I just talk about leading by example, it's just one. There's too many. I don't have enough time to go through. I will take you through a few things. That's all. That's all I can share with you, inshallah. But understanding that leading by example is one of the most important. As we said, it's a behavior and a character. So let's go a little bit of a character, not just a behavior. Look, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula mentioned these things in the Quran. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. So what is mentioned in the Quran, we have made them to be leaders, inviting others to our ways. What the character was, the attribute that was given. But when they had patience and they had knowledge about what were given them in the command, what is that actually alluding to? Allah subhanahu wa jalla wa jalla says, we've given that sons of Jacob, Banu Israel, the Jews, we made them to be leaders at that time. When did they do it? Well, because وَلَقَدْ أَيْتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ فَلَا تَكُمْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّنْ لِقَائِهِ. We have given the book to Musa, alayhi salam, Moses, may peace be upon him. We have given him the revelation. Do not be doubtful about meeting him, meaning the Isra and Mi'raj, in the night journey, the ascension. He met Prophet Musa, alayhi salam. And he says, we made the Jews to be leaders at that time under the leadership of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, may peace be upon him. When they had those two, first thing, you have to have patience. A leader have to have patience. And I believe Dr. Altaf mentioned something. You know what? 950 years of the Nuh alayhi salam telling people there's only one God. 950 years. And then you can't take the heat. I can't take the heat, man. I got to get out of the kitchen. You know, I learned something from Sheikh Abdullah, a lot from Sheikh Abdullah, this hafidhahullah. I remember a long time ago, I attended a wedding, I believe, or a fundraiser, I can't recall. And he says, you know what, I used to get these moments where I think, that's it, I am so tired, I can't take it anymore. And he used to say that, I remember a vision even when I went to sleep or something like that. He says, wallahi, I remember. If you turn and walk away, Allah will what? يَسْتَبْدُلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَلَكُمْ. Allah will change you. You don't want to be in this path? You don't want to carry the banner? You don't have the patience? You don't have the resilience? You don't have it? What do you do? Perseverance. He says, I will change you. You know, this deen is going to go whether with you or without you. And now if I change you, people will not be like you. And that's what our Amir, Sheikh Abdullah Idris Hafidhahullah, said. And it hit me. Wallahi, he said, you know what? I'm learning. I'm still learning. The Sheikh says, this is what keeps me going. And that's what keeps the sports slave of Allah going too. Sometimes, you know, this is going to be, I'm using this, the therapy session now. So this is good. This is therapeutic. I'm venting. I feel much better. I'm turning the table on you. How many times did you come to me? Come on, guys. Have any of you come ever to this person of Allah, Sheikh Abdullah? Says, you know what? My husband is a great guy. He is not giving me a hard time whatsoever. Any of you come in? Any of you brothers? My wife, she's the best. She doesn't nag at all. She's the best. Any of you guys? No, we don't do that. You come to this person, Sheikh Abdullah. And I thank somebody in the audience for helping me out to give me abdog. Anyway, so you understand that? And that's what it is. It takes patience. It takes a lot of patience. فَلَمَّا صَبَرُوا So you need to have be patient. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقْنُونَ You also have to have this knowledge of what you're talking about. So acquiring knowledge is also in there. And that is also something as mentioned in the Quran, like Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. اجعلني على خزائن الأرض Make me the leaders of the treasures, the control of what to do, what not to do. In this now, the difficult time. What two attributes did he say? Hafiz, Alim. That means you can ask to be a leader if there is nobody else around, and you have to have these two characteristics. Not just the issue we have now is what? I want to be called on this. I want to be this type of title. But are you doing anything to help Islam and Muslims? No. I just want to sit on this thingy and I want to be the just called this. No, akhi, you have to help. This comes with responsibility. We learned that from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ We raised your mention, your honor. Why? Because your title comes with responsibility. And that's when the leaders actually come in to do what? Yes, I want to be called a leader. Yes, my brother, but how did you help? Yes, ukhti. Yes, my sister, how did you help? Remember, you will be held accountable. Remember, Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu says, Wallahi, I fear on judgment day that Allah will hold me accountable for a camel that put the foot in the hole. And Allah will ask me, why did you not pave the path to this camel? That's responsibility. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about that in the Quran, He says what? Yes, we have raised your honor, meaning your name is mentioned next to us. You become a Muslim, say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. In the adhan, the same thing. Iqama, same thing. Tashahud, same thing. So we raised your honor, yes. But that honor, that title, that comes with responsibility. So we have to take responsibility. Which means what? If it is to be, it's up to me. Don't tell me, don't point the finger. Don't point the finger. If you're the emir, or if you're the responsible person in this community, or any organization, or in the world, you must take responsibility. You have to say, ha ana dha. Here I am. I am here for you. Leaders before, one woman in history of Islam, somebody harmed her, 100,000 army strong came to aid one single Muslim woman. The man says, Ha ana as I am your ajir. You know the leader of the Amir al-Mu'mineen at the time, what did he say? He says, I am your ajir. He did not say, I am your amir. Now do you understand the mentality? What do we do now? You don't even talk to me. Shoo. Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? That's what we do. Can you talk to these guys? Allah help you, wallahi. Not even that. Listen, it's a big religious organization somewhere out there overseas, very well known in the world. Just to talk to somebody there, they have a secretaire, and the secretaire has a secretar, and the secretar has a secretor. Wallahi, ya Sheikh. Just to go to see somebody in Al-Azhar. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. The mentality is totally different. The mentality is different. So we have that. Qawiyyun Amin. Hafidh Amin. Now trustworthy. Trustworthy of what, ya akhi? That you're supposed to lead the people away from the hellfire and to Jannah. That is the Amir. That is the responsible individual. That is a leadership. And you have to be influenced. Influential. What does that mean? If you come to a community, what have you changed? What have you done for me lately? What do we say? What have you done for me lately? No, akhi. You're supposed to be the one that changes. Sayyid al-Qawm, Khadimuhum. The leader of the community is the one that serves them. The one that serves. We're supposed to serve you. You tell us what to do. We don't want to tell you what to do. This center is yours. A good leader is supposed to listen. Listen. This is communication skills now. I mean, it's a long list. It takes 2 days to finish this. You understand? It's a course. So I mean only after I understand. So let me just go through it quickly. Okay. You get that puppy look? Did you get that? Yeah, I get that deer in the head look. And you know, I would be very afraid if you actually understood anything I said so far. I'd be worried about you. Like you're coming from Mars, you're doing this movie thingy. Did you understand anything? No, you didn't understand anything. So a skill of a leader also is communication skill. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ. So I'm talking about the characteristics that's in the Quran and the Sunnah and in the lead to really find out what it's about. So Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala says, I have not sent a messenger except with the tongue of the people. Meaning what, the language? No. The understanding of the environment, understanding of the mentality, speak in their language, not necessarily linguistically, understanding what they're going through, living with them, feeling them, living their issues, dealing with them, being the cure. And also understanding how to deal with them, making shura with them, listening to their issues. The first thing, I took a course in University of Waterloo about communication skills. You know what the professor said? Please sit down, lean forward, square shoulders, eyes fixed, nod your head once in a while, repeat some of what I say, and make sure that you tell me what he says. Now I can give you the certificate, or you can stay here for the rest of the course. And that's communication skills. Okay, here's what happened to leaders. You know, can you speak to somebody? How the leaders do they want? Can you speak to you? You don't have time. You know, they don't even sit and listen to you. You know, I get criticized for my, and I heard this, may Allah bless her. I get, you know what, some of the people complain about me. You know what they complain? Yes, one of the complaints. I smile. Wallahi, it's an official complaint, by the way. You understand? It's an official complaint here. One of the people complained because I smile or make people laugh. That's it. It's an official complaint because it's supposed to be a permanent imam has to have the 111. You know the 111? I'm sorry, man. You're talking to one guy. You want somebody. You know, emotional. I get sometimes, blah blah blah. But you're supposed to do this. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said Bassam and Muhayya. He was Bassam, not a brother Bassam. Bassam is fa'al. Linguistically means ongoing. Smiles a lot. Muhayya greets everyone. So it doesn't cost you. You're right. It's halal. It's free. Smile. Sadaqah. It's okay. A greeting person that leads this ummah is supposed to be welcome. Come talk to me. And by the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, وَلَا تَطْرُدْ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ غَدَاتًا وَعَشِيًّا يُرِدُونَ وَجْهَهُ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. He said, you know what the people, you know, some of the leaders only talk to whom? عِلْيَةُ الْقَوْمِ. The honorable society. If you're a doctor, blah, blah, blah. If you're an engineer, blah, 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 blah. Or if you have a businessman, blah, blah, blah. You have a Swiss bank account, you have a private jet, a private yacht, you talk to me. You don't, you're shoo, 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 shoo. You're peasants. You know, the honorable society in the Quraysh time, what did they do? They asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, kick Bilal al-Habashi radiallahu anhu. Mus'ab, Suhaib al-Rumi. Ammar ibn Yasir. Kick them out. All of these poor people, get them out. Aren't we better? And that's the Quran, by the way. It's revealed in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right away revealed it. وَلَا تَضْرُدَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهِمُ الْغَدَاتُ وَالْعَشَيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. Do not kick these people who want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They ask and they believe. As a matter of fact, he was given a command. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشَيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. Be patient with those who are the same people. So it's not about this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be with those people. So everyone, wallahi, sometimes this person of Allah took somebody in, and the person was so humble. The person was so humble. And we spent time with them and we listened to the issues and all of that. All of a sudden I found out that this guy's a billionaire. Wallahi, it wasn't the intention. It happened in different cities. So many people that are so humble, And all of a sudden, you know what? You deal with them like a human being. You don't look at a dollar sign. You deal with everybody the same. When as a leader, you're supposed to say that everybody's better than me, not that I'm better than everybody else. You're supposed to be humble. Not the other way around. You cannot say as such. And we have that Quran evidence to say that Prophet Muhammad was the walking example. Of course, a good leader is supposed to also have shura with the people. He has to be firm when it has to be firm. For example, you mentioned, even in the battles, he made shura with them. What do you think? Is it better or not? He made shura before Uhud in Medina. Do we stay in Medina? Do we go out? But he was firm when it's time to be firm. You have to make a decision. You cannot play politics. No, you can play who's public, who's more popular. Am I going to keep my seat before I make the right decision or wrong decision? Doesn't matter. As a leader, you don't do that. As a leader, you're supposed to do the right thing, even though it may be right. You have to know the difference between what's the right thing to do and doing things the right way. Two different things, totally. Two things that are different. What is the difference? Doing things right and doing the right thing. What's the difference? Could somebody tell me? Due to a bunch of cuts on time? You know, going by the book is doing things right. But sometimes you cannot go by the book because it's not the right thing to do. For example, I learned this from my emir. May Allah bless him. For example, if you want to come in and ask for help or whatever, you know, we have to make use of a form and go into this. But Sheikh Abdullah Hafidhahullah, and I can speak about him because he's not here. He hates that. And I know that. May Allah bless him, inshallah. He has some, you know, some stashed, something help. So when a person comes in, he's desperate. He cannot wait for the application. He cannot wait for this. And you know, the person comes in, he gives him. He's doing the right thing. He's not doing things right, but that's the right thing to do. So you're making shura. Even Prophet Muhammad ﷺ made shura with Umm Salama. Even he listened to his wife. And of course, among them, subhanAllah, also to have a succession planning. I'm adamant about this. One of the reasons you'll see youth in my halaqa is because that's exactly the same thing. I'm supposed to be training people. I'm supposed to be training this youth to come and push them forward. Why do you think I put them on the pulpit? Why do you think I put them on the khatira? Why do I think I made them lead the prayer? Give some of the stuff that we do, and the time is up. And that's so much it. In a nutshell, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a good leader, ya Allah. May Allah make us among the good leaders, ya Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Oh Allah, give us that. The apple, let our family be the apple of our eyes, and let us be leaders for the muttaqin. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Jazakumullahu khairan wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.